Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago, Illinois. The title of his preaching today is Whether We Get the Puppy or Not.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" The Gospel of the Lord. This is a great gospel, one we know well. It's very affirming and teaches the necessity of perseverance in prayer. As you just heard, it says, "Ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks does receive. Those who knock have the door open. Those who seek do find." It is full of positivity, which is reassuring, comforting, consoling. But, my friends, many, many people the world over are not convinced that it's always true. I have been preaching on the road for so many years, and I cannot tell you the number of stories I have heard and the number of people who have approached me saying, "Father, God doesn't seem to answer my prayers. God doesn't seem to listen to me very often. I've been praying this prayer for 30, 40 years, and nothing. I've received nothing." Think about all the wars going on today, too. All the people on the receiving end of the missiles that are being hurled one nation to another, and the people who have lost everything. Imagine their prayer. And with the wars continuing, what are their thoughts about whether or not God hears them and is paying any attention because of the insanity of war that they are experiencing? It's a tough question. And although Jesus reassures us in this gospel, not everyone always feels that it is true. There's actually a cute little story I've used in some parish mission preaching that I think is spot on for people still wondering why their prayers are not answered. It's about a little boy shortly after Christmas who goes up to bed and starts out like he was taught to do by always saying his prayers. So he kneels down by the side of the bed and he says, "Dear God, thank you for the baby brother. But what I asked for was a puppy. I never asked for anything before. You can look it up. What I asked for was a puppy. It's really cute. And it represents so many people in real life situations who do ask specifically and who don't experience God's ear, God's hearing them. Last year, I came across a couple excellent articles about unanswered prayer. One of them was by the Presbyterian minister, Dr. Ray Pritchard, who says it's important to acknowledge reality. A great many believers struggle with the issue of unanswered prayer. If there is a God, if God really does answer prayer, why doesn't God answer my prayers? He goes on then to teach, the question is not, how can I get my prayers answered? The great question is, what will it take to draw me closer to God? It is a great advance in spiritual understanding, he says, to be able to say, I got nothing I asked for, but everything I had hoped for. The final solution, Pritchard says, lies somewhere along these lines. When we pray, we tend to focus exclusively on the answers. God wants us to focus on God. Another article was by Reverend David Clark, a Methodist minister at the Bay Shore Church in California. I also found him to be quite insightful, a little bit funny. He says, although God would prefer that we spend more time listening and connecting in prayer, there can be a tendency to treat God like a cosmic vending machine. Put in your prayer, and your selection drops right to you. He mentions a man who talks about his son, who said, I'm going upstairs to say my prayers. Does anyone want anything? Treating God like a short order chef hardly recognizes the sovereignty of our Creator. Prayer is not about a formula. Prayer is not about buttering up God. Prayer keeps us connected to God, connected to something beyond ourselves. It's amazing. Jesus is saying in today's gospel that our prayers are always answered. The answer to every prayer is God giving God's very own self to us. No matter if we feel it or not, God gives us God every time we pray. Recently, I gave a presentation on the prayer of lament and the need for us to reintroduce the prayer of lament into our worship, into our liturgies, especially as we witness the terrible things going on in the world. And so as part of my research and studies, I went straight to the Book of Lamentations in the Bible. And in the introduction, I read that lamentations are not intended to solve the problem of suffering. Rather, they allow us to suffer in God's presence. They allow us to suffer in God's presence. Prayer, like friendship, is not meant to accomplish something, only to be aware of the one we love. to be aware of the one we love. I believe that's the profound grace of the mystery of unanswered prayer. Just offering the prayer puts us more closely in the presence of God and connects us heart to heart to the one we love. Unanswered prayer, my friends, is always answered. Just as today's gospel tells us, unanswered prayer is always answered, whether we get the puppy or not. God bless us all.